Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
Get in zone.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
Get in zone.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
It's the holiday season and we're on a roll. We're both gonna get a stocking full of coal.
We are, yeah.
It's the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show.
Hey!
Amber, how'd you feel about that?
I didn't like that
but
song
it,
because
but
I
is it true?
Yeah.
We've been bad.
We've been bad, y'all.
We have been really bad.
Been truly terrible.
So we're getting cold. We know we are.
I mean, yes, we're getting cold, but
then we'll put it in your fireplace.
We'll put it in the fireplace and then we're going to be warm.
We'll have a cookout with it. We're not scared. Scared of no cold.
Yeah, scared of you, Santa Claus?
You use that as eyeliner.
Bring your ass in this house and see what happens.
Oh. Now we're really getting, I was joking, but now we're really getting cold.
I dare Santa Claus. Bring his raggedy
Santa?
Ass in here. Yes, the fuck I am. Come on in here and see what
no.
happens to you. The same thing that happens to anybody else coming up in my house.
Why are you so angry at Santa Claus? Oh. Yeah, we've got no chance of getting any real gifts now.
I love beef. Guys, but really, I mean, let's be real. A strange man can't be coming in my house. You're going to get
wait
gonna
a minute.
Get
even if he had an armload of gifts? Now, come on. You know you crack the door a little. Like, what's that?
Well, yeah, but if he can't, if someone came through the chimney,
man,
they'd be.
You got a big old chimney, too.
They'd probably be.
Five people could come down.
No.
Yeah.
Well, it's just that small.
See?
It's not a small chimney.
Now we have to worry about that.
You started this.
Okay.
I started it. Okay, guys. Stop talking about how you would fuck Santa up.
Santa Claus. He did not ask for this.
It's funny because when you're young, you like it.
You like the idea of that stranger.
You want a stranger coming in your house.
Give you gifts.
Giving you gifts. But
not now.
I got a gift for you.
Okay.
I'm in my house.
Stop it. Normally, I am that person. Why are you so angry about Santa Claus? Okay, listen. I have to talk about this.
Oh.
Because it's just hilarious. Did you hear about the guy that was driving the prisoners to just like another location in the state? I think it was North Carolina. And he quit his job in the middle of it. He quit, guys. He quit. And he was like, I'm going to this place. I don't know what I'm going to do with these guys, but I'm going to drive to this place instead of dropping them off. And there was a guy in the passenger seat that was like, wait, what? You can't just quit. We got prisoners in the back. He said, I don't care. And he kept driving.
Oh.
And so the guy in the next seat texted his boss and was like, yeah, we're not dropping the prisoners off. The guy just quit. He's doing his own thing. So luckily, they stopped him. Police came. Stopped him the rest of it. Now he's on account for like kidnapping 4 people.
That's right.
And a whole bunch of other stuff. Listen, I'm all for quitting a job you don't like.
You got to quit that mug.
But there's a time and there's a place.
There's a time and a place.
There's almost, for me, never a time and a place. I will quit whenever. But to have prisoners in the back?
Yeah.
Complete your task.
Yeah. While you're driving?
Drop them off. Then quit.
You're crazy.
You're basically also, you're stealing a vehicle. There's too many things.
You're stealing a vehicle. You're stealing people. And you're bold.
But I need to know what happened. There's something's missing there, and I need to know. How far did he get? Did he make it to another state? Yeah. I need to know where, how long did it go on until he was caught?
And why did it start? Did one prisoner lean up to him and go, "You deserve better than this, man"? And look at me. I'm a prisoner, and I know another prisoner when I see him. And sir, your job is nothing but a prison.
Oh,
and then he went, whoa. And then he was like, I quit. We're all going to Chuck E. Cheese or wherever he went. I don't know where he went.
Where was he taking
them?
There's
not enough information in this story.
There's not. And I went and looked at like 6 articles, and they all have the same amount of information. There's nothing more, nothing less. Just he drove away.
That's not enough information.
It's not enough.
We need to know.
Did his wife leave him? And he was like, I can't stand this anymore. Where was he going?
He was going to...
with 4 people.
I know.
That's so weird.
That's too many people, guys.
If anyone knows, call Amber. Her number is 555.
What? No. No,
we want to know. Someone out there listening knows the whole story.
I do want to know.
I'll find out.
Guys, next week on the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show, we will have a live interview
with Timothy Reynolds. I don't know if that's his name. He's going to tell us why he did this. I need to look him straight in the eye. He needs to tell me why he did this.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's by Zoom.
Oh, oops, he's here.
Oh, no. He came down
bang,
the street.
Bang, 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 bang. I thought he was Santa.
I cannot. That is a true story.
Yuck. I don't like your true story.
I love it.
I also, like, I'm scared of going to jail. I don't want to go to jail. But I know that I behave poorly. And one day I might.
We have all been there.
Also.
And for us, it's easier. I'm sorry.
Fucking. This is what happened last night. We were minding our own business. Lacey goes. First of all,
oh, no.
Lacey won't stop ordering stuff.
Okay, no, you need to. I need to preface this. I just moved. There is stuff that I don't have here. It's true. Amber admits she has 3 things.
I have 3 things
in her home. Okay, so I need certain things that I did not bring with me.
Okay,
now continue.
Lacey be ordering like a madman. Lacey ordered pillowcases and a comforter. So the small box comes at like 4 p.m. And we're like, okay, that's the pillowcases. Then Lacey looks at her phone and she's like, oh, a box came, but no box had showed up. So we were like, oh, it must have gotten delivered to another house. Now, Lacey and I are Black.
Okay, I don't know if anyone knew that.
I don't know that I would say that this neighborhood is. So it is nighttime.
It's dark.
Lacey,
it's pitch black,
are walking up and down the street looking on everyone's porch.
Scared as hell.
To see if they have her comforter. Because if they do, we're going to have to go get it. Yeah. And you know they got cameras.
Mm-hmm. So we were scared. I'm like, you can't miss this big old box. A big, huge comforter. I'm like, you can't miss it.
So we walk up and down the street once. We come back. I go, you know what? When people say they came to the wrong house, they always say it's one house further than we just walked. Let's go walk, but one house further.
So we go all the way back down the street.
We're walking down the street at night.
And but you need to describe what this looks like. It's scary. It's dark, dark, dark.
Yeah.
Street light was not on.
It was scary. So we drive down, or we walk down.
Oh, because we can't drive. Because don't go there. That's a whole nother story.
Okay. So we walk down. We walk down. This time further than the first time we walked down. And we come back and we're like, well, that's too bad. We take off our coats. We sit on the couch. Lacey goes, let me open up these pillowcases and look at them. And guess what?
Guys, It was not a comforter. It was the damn duvet cover. So I didn't order a whole comforter. I just ordered the cover that was packed tightly in that tiny little ass box. So we risked our lives for nothing. It was in the house the whole time. Then I kept saying to Amber, remember when we risked our lives walking in the dark with my pocket knife just in case something came after us? Guys, all we had was our good looks and a pocket knife. That's all we had.
You know, we laugh and joke, but we do have weapons.
I wish, though, we would have had a stick, a staff, just for like a dog or anything. You don't know.
I know.
We should have had a large stick, yeah, at the very least. The pocket knife, that's close combat. It's
personal.
Close combat.
Yeah.
A stick, you could be like, yeah, yeah, get away. I don't know who I was just then.
Some old
Yosemite
man.
Sam. But he even has a shotgun. Oh, yeah. We needed a larger staff.
We need a staff.
That's what I'm going to say. But yeah, it was a scary walk.
Guys, so let that be a lesson to you. When you get a package, open the package and see what's in there, okay? Because it might be a duvet cover instead of a comforter. Guys, this is the Amber and Lazy Lazy Neighbor Show. We're so glad you're here. Today, we have a perfect button of a guest. She is a comedian and a hero. A hero to me.
And a national treasure.
She is a national treasure. Mm-hmm. An international treasure.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about Spain. We're talking about America. We're talking about Carmen Lynch. If you love her like we love her, you'll be back in a minute. And if you don't, after you get back in a minute, you will, because she's lovable. All right? Come back.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Everybody, we are in for a treat because today we get to spend time with our brand new friend. We cannot wait to introduce her. So we will not wait to introduce her. Her introduction is as follows. She is a New York City-based stand-up comedian. She's appeared on a string of late-night TV shows. She's been a finalist on 2 seasons of Last Comic Standing. And she recently took on the task of putting out 2 comedy specials, one in English called Queef Week and one in Spanish called En Español. Let's give a hand for Carmen Lynch.
Thank you, guys. Oh, my God. No one's brought up Last Comic Standing in years. So thank you. Thank you for my old credits. People should know.
They the should. Reason we're here is to bring up old shit.
Oh, boy.
Now,
oh,
Carmen, in no. third grade, we it saw. Says here. No, just kidding.
Oh, no. I literally got nervous. I was like, well, how did you find that? Ooh, take a breath.
Not nervous enough for you to be like, how dare you? But you were like, hey, Ms. Johnson had a lot to say about you.
And you're like, well, let's hear it.
Yeah, tell me. What did I do?
Carmen, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What are all of your feelings?
Right now? Wow, this is like therapy.
Right. Yeah, it is.
I'm excited. I'm hungry, but I'm always hungry. And I'm curious and I'm excited, but I'm excited to show you my little show and tell thing that I was told to bring something. It really does. I love show and tell when I was growing up.
We have to change the name. It should be show and tell. That's a fun name.
I agree.
Yeah. So I'm good.
Everybody loves show and tell.
Yay.
Yeah.
Okay. So Carmen, you got a lot of good feelings. We enjoy that.
Oh, good.
We also have a lot of good feelings. Mm-hmm. I feel cute. Specifically well, cuter than Lacey.
You can feel that all you doesn't mean it's true.
Okay.
Carmen, don't say anything.
Okay.
Carmen, choose a side.
I have a sister too. So I feel that sisterly thing that's like love, but also playing tension, mm-hmm. but fun tension.
What's your relationship like with your sister? And she's here with us. So
well, you went to Barcelona to get her? That's amazing.
Yes, we did. Yes.
Oh my God. I knew I recognized the background.
Spare no expense.
So she's great. But you know what it is? It's like when you don't see your sister very often, I don't know if you guys see each other a lot, but because she lives in Spain, the moments that you are together, if she drives me crazy, I hesitate to say it because our time is limited. But then it builds. And no, and it's not good. And then it builds. And then by Christmas Day, it's like, and I have to you know, so it's
I was
going
to make Amber move to Spain.
I love to move to Spain.
Now I won't.
Threaten me with a good time.
It's pretty fun. It's fun to go there, though, too. Yeah. So you should go.
Yeah. It's a good place to visit. I've certainly been to Barcelona twice. And then some city at the very, 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 very bottom of Spain. That is called Flarp.
Flarp is beautiful.
Flarp.
Beautiful this time of year.
Let's see, is it near Gibraltar? Like that's far south?
It's as far south as you could go.
Mm.
And we were standing at the beach on the south point going, can we see everything? What can we see? Can we see? Yeah. So I can't be trusted. But that was fun. I've never had a bad time in Spain ever, and I never will. That place was the shit. We had a blast.
And the food is the shit too.
And the food, I actually got to eat some food because I don't like nothing.
Don't Are you like serious? You're picky?
She's
the biggest eater. It's very bad. Yeah, I'm a toddler. It's horrible. I can't be trusted. But Carmen, Lacey and I are dying to impress you with our icebreaker questions.
Oh my gosh, those were fun. Okay, go at it. Go.
Okay. Here's your first icebreaker question. Can you touch your toes?
Yes. Look.
Really?
She said, look.
See?
I can't even do that.
There. Okay, I'm ready. Right. Next.
So much proof. Wait, I want to try.
You go ahead.
Can try
I?
It.
I'm not going to be able to
touch
do
your toe.
Oh.
Well, you better put your foot down.
Oh my God, it hurt.
We've been going to the gym. That's a whole other story.
Okay. Oh, so you're sore.
We're really sore.
Yeah.
I died. We had to leave the gym. It wasn't an emergency.
What happened?
Because I'm 90% sure I have a hernia because I did a sit-up.
I had a hernia. Did you?
What happened with it?
Is anything sticking out? First question.
No.
No. So how, what makes you think you have one?
Because it hurts where people say hernias hurt. And then when I cough and laugh, it hurts.
Oh, okay. That's a sign. Mine was an umbilical hernia. So like, this is my belly button and it started to stick out.
Stop. God.
Isn't that gross? I know. I shouldn't have done that.
Those are the only ones I've seen. Isn't that crazy? I've seen several hernias and it's always that hernia.
I think that's the easy one.
What are you looking at hernias for?
It's the one, it's the one where they say if you lift too many weights, your insides start to pop out. So
Yeah. That was what we were doing. Because Lacey used to be a bodybuilder and I am the opposite of that. So I was just doing what Lacey was doing.
I got her in the gym.
She's smaller than me, so I should be stronger than her. That's not how it works. So I maybe have a, I got to go to the doctor. Guys, there's so many reasons to go.
I think, first of all, I'm very impressed that you're a bodybuilder. So I can't let go of that. That's like incredible.
Thank you.
Pretty cool.
It's pretty strong.
And you should feel safe when you're with her because then, you know, she can protect you.
She's most likely to hurt me.
True. That's what I love about sisters, though. Like, my sister's older and she was always taller. And then one beautiful day, not one day, one time, a couple years, here I came. Oh my God. I'm so much, so much taller than her now. And I can beat her ass. It's so great.
That's great.
Anyway,
that's great because it could have ended with you being taller but getting your ass beat like me.
Amber cannot fight.
It's great. Amber, are you older?
I'm younger. How dare you? She's the
baby. Because my sister can't fight. I thought it was an older sister thing.
No,
my sister used to sit on top of me and tickle me till I almost peed.
That's great.
And that's such a, it's cheating because you're sitting, like, it's like you're not even using your strength. You're just sitting on me.
Not a real fight. No.
And then one day I was able to grab, I always wanted to do this, grab both arms, shove them into one.
Yeah.
And then you have this free hand to fucking punch.
That's great.
And it feels good.
I like how you turn the tickle into a punch.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the years of tickle good equal technique. One punch. Yeah.
Yeah. 100% does. That's not a horrible title for your memoir. Turn the tickle into a punch.
All those years of tickle equal one punch. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's going to be a very small font, though. But okay.
Carmen, what was your first job?
This is like embarrassing, but also, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. I used to sell vacuum cleaners door to door.
That's great.
I know. It's okay. So this is how it works. People always go, what the hell is that? Okay. So basically we did have people in the office and they were all people and I wasn't in college yet. So I was like a senior in high school and I just needed money for the summer. And they had all these like seniors and college people in this office and they would cold call. I lived in Virginia. So they would just cold call people in Virginia, grab the yellow pages and just start cold calling. Do you need a Kirby vacuum cleaner and a Kirby shampooer? And eventually people said yes. And then there was a team of us who would go individually to those homes and shampoo somebody's carpet. Do you know how disgusting that is? Like,
terribly.
Those carpets were so gross. And we picked up so much crap because the Kirby sample that we would use was see-through. So you saw all the dust and all the pet hairs and stuff go through. And then they made us like open it up and they'd put them on these pads and you'd be like, you know, when you get a Brazilian wax and they show you your hair and they go, see, it was like that.
You've grown.
And I did that the whole summer and I made good money because if you sold the vacuum cleaner, you got a good commission.
Ooh.
But I never got murdered. It's weird. No one would do that now. You don't just go to someone's house and show them a vacuum cleaner. That's insane.
I'm shocked you didn't get murdered, but I'm so glad.
That's so like 1950s to me.
I know. Hey, I'm really old. I was born in the 20s. I'm really old.
Oh, you look. Oh, wow. You look great.
You look so good.
Thanks.
You look amazing.
Ay, ay, ay. Carmen, do you have a tongue twister in English or in Spanish that you can say really fast?
Yes, I decided to do it in Spanish because the English ones are the same ones that we all know and it would be stupid to do this. Okay. Yeah. So, okay. Señorita Segura, ¿está usted segura que el río Segura pasa por Segura? Segura.
Never knows. What did she say?
She said, can you say it one more time?
Señorita Segura, ¿está usted segura que el río Segura pasa por Segura? Segura. I mean, it's not really a tongue twister, but it is a
she's saying
Spanish phrase.
Miss Sure, Yes. Are you sure that you something, something?
Are you sure?
And I'm going to do it again because you're very close.
She's good. Amber's
she
good.
She is good. Señorita segura.
Está
usted segura?
Are you sure?
Que el río segura.
That the Rio is sure.
Pasa por segura.
Will fit for sure.
Segura.
Is that right? Sure.
That's actually really good. You.
She's very good.
That's really good. There's a town in Spain called Segura, which means sure. Like Tom Segura. It means like confident, sure. And there's a river also called Sure, Segura. So it's like, Mrs. Sure, are you sure that the river Sure passes right through Sure? Sure.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good job.
Oh, I like that one. That's very hard to say. It was pretty easy to understand. Why can I understand you?
You're really good. Did you take Spanish for years?
I did. Mm. But you got an accent. What's your accent?
It's from Spain.
There you go.
Different from Latino. Yeah.
The easy to understand. Woo, baby.
Yeah, then you'd understand my mom if you ever want to practice. She's from Spain, so.
Oh, yay. Oh, okay, I like that.
You can call her.
Okay, great.
Practice, yeah.
I'm really good at languages.
She's very good at languages.
Super good.
Do you want to try German? Oh, go ahead.
I can't add or subtract. Mm. I cannot find where I am on a map or get to a place on a map. There are very basic skills missing. Mm. But I could learn a language in probably a month if it was the only thing I was doing. I love it.
Yeah.
My mind is really good at it. What do you know in German?
Well, I couldn't take the required years of Spanish because they were like, you already know Spanish. So I had to take another language for like 2 or 3 years.
That's stupid of them. And
I know it's a dumb school.
I'm going to go ahead and say that's racist, but go ahead.
Thank you. So here we go. Ready? Here's the German basic lines I knew. Wohnst du auch hier in Buchenau? Buchenau is in die Stadt.
Were you out here in Buchenau?
Oh my God.
Buchenau is a something city.
It's a city. No, do you live in Buchenau? Buchenau is in the city.
Buchenau is in the city.
What about this one? Komm doch mit. Gut. Das ist mir recht.
Come to me. Yeah, that's more correct.
Oh,
more
that, right? Yeah, that's a good idea or something like that. This is like really huge.
Yay! Mm-hmm. I love it. I love a language. Do you speak any other languages?
I speak Catalan, which is that region in Spain that wants to separate.
Yeah, where you go to Spain and you don't know what they're saying. That's that language.
Yeah, it sounds very Frenchy. Yeah.
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 I like those like Belgium, where it's Dutch and French, and hearing the Catalan that's Spanish and French.
Mm-hmm.
It always sounds so good.
I love it.
It's so cool. Everything should be mixed with French a little bit.
French just a little is so bit. Romantic.
It is.
Yeah, French is cool. I'll never learn French.
Yes, you will.
Well, French is good for like African countries. So it really, you get the mileage out of it for sure.
Yeah.
Just like Spanish. You can use that mug everywhere. But
I have like one line in French that I know.
Ooh, say it.
Oh my God. Voulez-vous danser avec moi?
I would like to dance with you.
I would like to dance. I knew that.
Yeah.
Dance. Hey, our sister Angie speaks French.
That's right.
Yeah.
How many sisters do you have?
18.
No.
It seems like we do. We
have. Uh-huh. Our family has 5 children.
Uh-huh.
And we have one poor brother.
Yeah. Poor Jay.
Did you say poor brother?
Yeah, because there's 4 of us. There's 4 girls.
I thought he was like poor and you guys were like, he's poor.
He lives outside somewhere.
He lives in the shed.
And so we decided to put him on
his out back.
No. Absolutely not.
No, we will not bring him.
No. Jimmy can't come here.
Sorry.
Sorry, Jimmy. We love you. We're joking. Just kidding, Jimmy. Please come inside can torture you.
Do you have all your other sisters and your poor brother who lives outside? Do they come to the podcast too sometimes to visit?
Absolutely not.
They don't like you guys. Don't like them. You just like each other.
That's not nice. But we should.
We'll have a family.
They're weird. We should have a family one. We are.
Well, yeah,
we're all weird. I don't want to do that now that I've said it out loud.
Yeah.
Because then. I feel like you might gain too much of an understanding.
Yeah. Secrets will be revealed. And we don't want our secrets revealed.
Secrets will be revealed. But big families are so fun. Like, I always wanted to visit my cousins and stuff because one of my mom's sisters has 6 kids and it was just me and my sister. So after a while, it's kind of fun to watch big families fight and hit each other and yell at each other and cry and stuff.
And cry.
You know.
You're right.
Tears are fun.
We never
hit. Because then your memoirs are better because you have more stories, you know?
And then she sat on me and tickled me until I pissed my pants.
And then Chapter one day four. I punched her with my giant tall fist.
Wait, I want to ask the next question.
Oh, okay. I have one.
Ooh.
Okay. Where is the best place to go on a first date?
You know, I don't. I like low key, casual, no pressure. Because a lot of first dates suck. Listen, you're probably not going to go on a second date. Not you. I'm telling your audience. You're probably not going to go on a second date. It's very difficult in New York City, I feel like, to have something that works quickly. Like it works out. People just want to, you know.
She said, "Book."
We're on the same page.
So,
I'm with you.
Right?
You're right.
So I think pizza is good. I eat with your hands. Let's see how sloppy. Let's see how the other person eats. Don't go fancy, you know. Go out. I like to go on walks. Maybe meet, if you have a dog, do a doggy date instead.
That's right.
You know, something like that. Go to the Highland. Is that what it's called? The Highland?
Yes.
The Highland. You know, something like that, I think.
Yeah. Oh, the Highline.
The Highline.
Oh, I was close.
The Highline.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's good advice.
It is.
Thank you.
Because you do wonder if they're a little slop monster. Because I'm a slop monster.
Oh my God. And then like if you lick your fingers too much, you're like gross. You know, did he wash his hands before he went to get pizza? Did he wash his hands? Like stuff like that. You learn a lot.
He didn't. And then he touched the pizza.
Yeah. That's gross.
He's gross. He's gross, everybody. I'm sorry. Can I ask you a really personal question?
Let's try it. Let's do it.
What do you tell people who ask for your advice on getting into comedy?
Ew, I hate that question. It happens all the time. You know how many people want to be comedians now? It's so annoying. Okay. First, I would say don't do it because there's too many people. Mm-hmm. Go back to your hometown and start there.
That's right. Nothing good over here.
And second of all, I'd be like, don't ask that question. That's my advice. Stop asking that question. Just get on stage. There's nothing. There's no cheating. There's no shortcut.
Yeah.
You know, just stop asking questions. You're procrastinating. Probably you're trying to avoid doing work by asking me. Stop. Just go do it or don't do it. Preferably don't do it.
Don't do it. Sorry, guys. We're going to encourage you to do a lot of stuff. Being a comedian ain't one of them.
No, stay on TikTok. Do it there. We need stage time for people who are already here. Okay.
Yeah.
That's so mean. That was really mean.
You're good at it. Yeah. Do what you're good at. And that's good advice.
Okay.
Are you good at TikTok? Great. Okay. Do we have one more question? How about this? What is the app you use most on your phone? Speaking of TikTok.
It used to be TikTok during the pandemic. You know what? That's sad because it became such an addiction.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I had to put my phone like in the other room because I just couldn't let go. Now I feel like it's not I look at Instagram a lot, but I turn it off really fast. I just look. So I'm not on it a lot. I'd say like Spotify probably for like
good
music or podcasts. I've been listening to more podcasts, you know, or WhatsApp. Do you guys use WhatsApp?
Yep.
A lot just to talk to like my sister. I use that a lot and we do dumb like audios and stuff. Nothing that exciting.
Okay.
I mean, in terms of apps. Yeah.
That's pretty good. I feel like you're doing a good job at not overusing your phone. And the same cannot be said for me. I'm on that mug all day, all night.
Then I deceived you because I am on it a lot.
Oh no.
Yeah, I am. But I feel like, you know what? I guess it's a bunch of apps. That's why I can't pick one, I think. The notepad, I should have said, that yellow notepad, I'm on that all the time.
What are you doing on there?
Jokes. I write my jokes in there.
Oh, you're writing. Okay.
And then my list. Oh my God, the reminders app. Oh my God, I'm addicted to the ring.
Oh, that's
good. You know, but that's too, you know how many reminders pop? I'm up to 100 reminders a day.
I can't.
Yeah. And I keep hitting tomorrow. Tomorrow. Do you ever do that where you just go tomorrow?
I only had the reminders app for one day and I was like, this cannot hold. I cannot do this. I need is a list. I need a piece of paper and a pen. I'm sorry, guys.
I do like
I'm
a list.
Old. I got to have a list.
But then you lose the paper. I do that too. And then I have 25 papers. I lose it.
No, the paper's right here. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
It's not the right one. Right.
It's not. No.
We do like see? Lists, you lose though. The papers.
I love to make a list. Yeah. You know what's next on my list? Throwing to the break. Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber Show. We'll be right back after this.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
Get in zone.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
Get in zone.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber Show. That's our new song. We are here today with our new best friend, Carmen. Carmen, which one of us do you love the most? One, two, three.
I can't do that.
Okay. Well, soon she'll fall for it.
No,
she'll,
say that? No, I can't do that. There are qualities about the both of you that are great. I still can't get over the bodybuilder thing. I'm sorry. That is just huge.
And Carmen, we're meeting for lunch after this. We're meeting for lunch after this still, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Of course we are. Yeah.
We're meeting for lunch. Okay. Amber's not coming.
No. You have to take me or I'll lose it.
And wait, are you guys in LA? Where are you?
We're in New York.
You are? Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. Yes. I'll see you in a second.
What?
I'll see you on the High Line.
Thank you. Dang it. Carmen. We heard that you love show and tell. So we think you're going to love our segment called Can You Stand It? Where we let everyone in on something that we love so much that we have a burning desire to share it with the world. Now, there's no limit on what you can share. Okay. Mm. So you can share everything that's in your heart. All right.
Okay.
Lacey and Amber and Carmen are going to tell you what we love so much that we can't stand.
Okay.
Lacey, you want to go first?
Mm. Sure. I just saw. May or may not have ordered it. Be quiet, Amber. Remember in elementary school, maybe junior high, you had that pen that you clicked on and one color came out, then you clicked on another and it was kind of thick.
Yep.
They have that now for makeup. What took them so long?
What do you mean?
So you click on it, it's your lip liner. You click on it, it's a highlighter. You click on it, it's your eyebrow pen. You click on it, it's like, I can't.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
But then isn't it dangerous to put highlighter in your eye when you're drunk, when you're not like paying attention and then you put the wrong thing in your eye?
That's on you. Don't do this.
All right.
I mean, it's dangerous. What are we putting makeup on for when you're drunk? You're already drunk. You don't need
to. Because then you can take those big swings.
You drink before you go out. No, you don't do that.
I want it. Yeah, bring it.
I love it. No, I do love it. But I feel worried. I always go to the worst case scenario. If that's the worst case, then I guess it's not too bad.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, because you're right. What if you actually put lipstick on your eyebrows? It could happen.
It could be cool. You could start a new trend.
But those were those things in school. That cheap ass pen, but we thought it was like the,
if someone had it and you didn't.
Woo.
Just like the scratch and sniff stickers.
Oh my God. I loved those. And then the puffy stickers. I mean, puffy stickers. Not Snickers. See, I'm hungry.
I knew what you meant.
The stickers. Okay. They're so good. But I love the scratch and sniffs.
They were the best.
Me too.
And I want those.
Yeah. I love them. I love sniffing them. Like, you can't just be smelling out in the real world. Everything has a smell. But for some reason, I need to smell a picture of grapes that smells like what children think grapes smell like.
Great.
I had to have it.
Or the pens that smelled like grapes.
Those were great too.
Yeah.
And the black one smelled like black licorice. I loved it.
Oh no, that's gross.
And then the glitter. Did you ever have those glitter pens, the glitter markers?
Mm-hmm.
They were like super glittery and like,
you could decorate things with them. No, I had those too.
Yeah.
I never had a glitter sticker.
Well, you were favorite daughter, Lacey.
What?
Favorite daughter.
Thank you. I hate this. Carmen, what do you love so bad that you just got to share it or you'll die?
Okay, I think I did it wrong because I didn't pick something I loved. I just picked something in my house.
That you feel like talking about.
Doesn't matter. Anything.
What do you feel like talking about so bad?
So this never gets talked about. It's my dad's grandfather's typewriter.
Ooh.
And it's can you imagine being a writer and writing all your stuff here like this?
I love it.
I love it. Cool.
Can I just tell you how heavy it is? I had to get my boyfriend to pick it up with me. Like, we both, it's so heavy.
I love it.
And it's, I just like that sound, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You
really got to press those things down really
hard.
Yeah.
Can you imagine though writing a book like take that long? I mean,
I totally could.
That would take forever.
I could.
I get it. You would have to, it would be so much whiteout.
Yeah.
And
then it still turns too. I love that sound.
I love it.
I
love it. Does it ding when you get to the, does it do that kind of thing?
Wait, let's try. I don't even know. That's a great question. Hold on.
I don't know if it dings, but if it does, you got to
break this. Right. Wait. Oh, now you're stuck. Wait, almost there. Keep going. Now it's, I got it stuck. It's stuck.
Oh.
No, it's overreacting right now.
Okay.
And
that's
you know.
The problem. They're a little dramatic.
Oh wait, it's coming to the end. I'm cheating by just hitting the, keep going. It's almost there. Here we go. No, it doesn't ding.
Oh, ding. It did. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Hey,
wow. That
you,
was
you made
such
it
a
ding.
Good
ding. You made it ding.
I love it. That's a very good one. It's nice to have a little something from granddad.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
My dad had one.
Yeah. And my dad had an old
I broke that mug
one.
Real fast. I'm sorry. I'm five and I'm touchy. I'm grabby. I broke that mug. I'm gonna rip. I gotta you have to know I'm gonna break
it. I think
he
still has it, actually.
I'll take a bite out of it. I don't care. I'm five. I got to figure everything out by breaking it.
You're supposed to be like that when you're five.
I was not. Like I was a 60-year-old woman at 5 years old. Yeah.
Really?
I was one telling people, what are you doing? Yeah.
No wonder you're the favorite because
old
you're
lady,
responsible.
Old lady from the start would tell on anyone.
Mm.
She
they
would.
They did anything. Tattletale.
This is a tattletale.
Why are you doing that? What are you doing? What are you putting on your lips? What are you
my
doing?
My lips are dry.
Do you have that new pen with the lip gloss? What's the other with the highlighter and the
We got to get it. You'll be getting that for Christmas.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Be oh my God.
So get excited.
Mm-hmm.
Get excited.
Don't start. Yeah, I can't wait.
Guys, I would like to say what I'm very excited to share.
Oh, yeah, it's your turn.
Carmen, Lacey?
No.
I found this brand new place to eat. You're going to love it. It's the best restaurant, I think, of all time. Mm-mm. It's, you know, it's for like adults.
Carmen?
But it's also for kids.
This is a lie.
Oh, my God.
It's... fantastic prices, great menu,
and the service can't be beat.
Don't tell me you went to McDonald's.
It's
where
close? No, it's the Cheesecake Factory.
Oh,
and it's wait, the chain best that everybody knows.
Carmen, this is her answer for every time. She's obsessed.
This is an old obsession that you've had for a long time. The Cheesecake Factory? Yeah.
It's every time we answer this, she says it.
Because it's what I'm thinking about. I love him.
How many days has it been since we've been to the Cheesecake? It's been a while.
Two? Wait, you love him? He's got pronouns?
Yeah.
The factory?
Yeah. She loves Cheesecake Factory.
I love him.
Oh my God. This is interesting. I like it. I mean, wait, so do you just like the cheesecake or do you like all the food there?
I like the food. I love the food. I love the drinks.
How many times have you been to the Cheesecake Factory?
I would say thousands. I've gone bare minimum twice a week for the past 2 years.
No.
She's not
really? Are you serious?
And that's
minimum. And sometimes it's more than that. Yeah.
And how many pieces of cheesecake do you have? Because whatever diet you're on, I'm going on it.
I don't have a lot of cheesecake.
She's not a cheesecake person.
Oh.
I love cheesecake and I want to eat it, but my body overreacts.
To the milk part, the lactose.
And she gets stinky.
Stinky!
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say it makes me fat. Oh. But yeah, well, also stinky. But I smelled anyway. So maybe I should just have cheesecake. Guys, that would be great. Mm-mm. Carmen. We really got to know you, man.
This has been fun.
Now we're all basically sisters.
We are.
Yes. And I'm going to see you at lunch with a big box of that special eyeliner thing that I'm getting. 10
gotta have it.
We got to send it to me. 10 for me.
Ooh, what a good idea. Someone better become a millionaire over that shit. Yeah. You guys, you can keep up with Carmen by following her at Carmen Comedian. Get her English special on youtube.com/Mark Normand and her Spanish version on Filmin.
It's a platform in Spain. So go to Spain and watch it, everybody.
Ooh. Go to Spain, download Filmin, and then watch Carmen's special. Mm. Carmen, do you have any parting words for everyone listening?
Thank you, everyone, for following me now and watching my special.
Yes.
And giving me a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, because that's really what matters in life is money and fame, right?
So happy holidays, everyone.
Yeah, thank you very much. No, seriously, though, thank you for having me. This has been really fun.
Yay.
And I love this sisterly thing. It makes me want to see my sister, but whatever. I'll call her on WhatsApp. It's free.
I know that's right. You guys, you should also follow us at Amber Ruffin and at LaceyLamar1 to get all of our episodes ad-free. Become a Diamond subscriber. Yay. If you like what you heard, say something nice and rate and review us. This episode is dedicated to the Cheesecake Factory. Goodbye!
Bye.
Bye, guys. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.